is what we got. As far as injuries go, Tamba knee swole up yesterday, so we didn't practice him today. I think he's going to be okay, but probably won't travel or play in this game. Mark Harrison was a little nauseated. He was sick yesterday, and so we took him in. I think he's going to be okay for the game. Dwayne Bowe is making progress, quad strain. Catapano, again, we're just trying to get him back where he feels better. Fish is sick, and he missed practice today. Junior Hemingway's making progress, and Joe Mays had the surgery and make progress. The way I'll play the guys, I'll give you the quarterbacks, and then everything else kind of follows from there. So Chase will go approximately the first quarter, and then the two young guys, they'll finish up the game and split the last three quarters. Time's yours.
Eric Fisher, just the flu?
Yeah, that's what he's got, a sick sore throat and all that bit. So.
No Jamal either.
Probably, yeah. Probably not right now.
You'd indicated the other day there might be some guys you want to get a little more work in the game. I would assume you were talking about the offensive linemen. Was that?
Well, they got a little bit more work last week. Yeah, we have a couple changes there, so we want to make sure that they're familiar with each other and so on. So I gave them an extra series or two in there.
Is he playing tight end, or is that just something he can do?
No, that was just one play. And he was a receiver on that. Yeah, we do that three different personnel groups. I was one of them, so big body. And he probably could do the other one, though. I mean, he's a big kid, but he's a wide receiver. That's what we're looking at him as.
And Catapano, it's like a flu kind of thing? I mean, it's been a while now. It's been almost a month now.
Yeah, well, we're getting tests done on him just to see what it is. You know, make sure he's okay. I mean, that's what Rick does and our docs do, so they're as thorough as can be with him and just find out what's wrong there.
You got the roster down to 75, getting it down to 53 now. How much? I know you do a lot of your evaluations in practice, but this last game, how much of that is going to factor in?
Well, I'm trying to give the guys an opportunity to show. That's one reason I normally hold the ones, so I can get a pure evaluation of these young guys and see what they can do. I mean, right now we've got good competition on this team, and so you want to try to be as right as you possibly can and give them every opportunity. And then if they don't make your club, at least they have some worthy plays on tape that other teams can evaluate them with.
Andy, with the does that mean Jeff Allen won't play at the tackle position?
Most likely, yeah. I mean, I'm probably going to use all the under guys, the guys that the other kids, yeah.
Have you settled on what you want for an offensive line in the first 4 weeks of the season?
I'm still working it. I'm going to just keep it rolling here as we go.
Receiver, as opposed to Dwayne not playing the first game, is Junior the guy?
Well, Junior's, he's been banged up here, so that he would be one of the guys we worked in there if he was healthy. Yeah.
So who else would you be looking at?
Frankie. Yeah.
As a starter.
Yeah, Frankie could do. He did a nice job for us and pretty good football player.
What type of skill set does a lineman need to be successful in your system?
They need to be able to pass block and run block. You got to be able to get out and move on screens and. Want to make sure that you can kind of do everything we ask them to do and do it well, right?
Now, with a young guy, when you're looking at it, maybe he has a good punch, he has a good reach stuff, but he struggles in some other ways. How much do you take leeway on that?
Oh, we've always tried to work to our players' strengths and then keep coaching them and teaching them to make their weaknesses better and eventually turn them into strengths. And so we understand everybody's got strengths and weaknesses. I mean, that's how it works. So that's how we roll.
Hey, what do you think about the push you guys have been able to get up front in the running game on offensive line? Where are you guys at on that?
Yeah, well, there have been some good and there have been some bad. This past game, it wasn't very good. I mean, that's you guys watch it, but it's something that we can work on and get better at. And we've had better days. You're going to have a day here or there where that happens, and you got to work through it. I've got to, in return, I've got to give them probably more opportunities than what I gave them last time to figure it out and get it situated.
What did you think of Jeff's handle right tackle?
I think Jeff's a pretty good tackle, yeah. Yeah, I think he's a pretty good tackle.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.